I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The best daily deal in Chicago, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Technology Thursday. A potential feature for Amazon's Alexa could be the ability to mimic a voice. Let's discuss the implications with Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today, founder and editor-in-chief of Techish.com, based in San Francisco. Jennifer, thanks for joining us today. At first blush, and the word creepy was used in the copy to describe this assistant that Alexa uses, but it's not too far off of things that people already do. Just talking around the office today, people have saved voicemails from loved ones. People have kept an answering machine plugged in so they could hear the voice of a long departed friend or relative. So people do this. The question is, do they also want that long departed relative reading them the weather or giving them directions in their car?
There are so many issues to talk about with this kind of technology. So basically what it is that Amazon's Alexa voice assistant, after listening to someone's voice for less than a minute, could simulate that voice when speaking. And this was shown off at a conference in Las Vegas today, and it was a video of the feature. It depicted a child who asked to have their grandmother read them a story. Of course, grandma's been gone for the past 20 years, but Alexa affirms and then changes her voice to read in grandma's, you know, dearly departed grandma's voice. So it goes beyond that, you know, I saved a voice message for my loved one, which, by the way, yep, fair, I've done that. But it the creepy part of this is, A, the mimicry of a voice after just 1 minute of listening. I mean, that could be used for all kinds of scams, for one thing. B, do we really want grandma? I mean, I just don't know. It just gets into all this kind of weird space that has a lot of potential implications around it. What if it's not grandma? What if it's a child? It's just weird.
Now there have been instances in which that voice technology or have been used for purposes that were both touching and also kind of off-putting. I think in the case of Roger Ebert, after he lost his jaw, he continued to do television appearances thanks to a voice machine that utilized vocal samples from his many decades on TV so he could continue to communicate via this machine, and that was seen as a very cool application of technology. The flip side of that was Kanye West, as his marriage to Kim Kardashian was crumbling, had that that hologram of her late father, Robert Kardashian, appearing at a birthday party, and everyone thought that was kind of off-putting.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I watched a hologram version of a concert. It was Natalie Cole and a hologram of Nat King Cole singing next to her. That's not off-putting. You know, this is one of those kind of metaverse issues where who gets to decide what's sort of morally okay and what's weird and what's not. And, you know, we should disclaim this, that, you know, it's something that they've worked on behind the scenes, but we don't know if they're actually making this feature to come out, if this is, you know, just something that they're talking about, because the potential security concerns with the ability to recreate a voice pattern exactly, I can't imagine turning that loose into the general public or, you know, for the general public. So yeah, it's a good time to sort of talk about where our boundaries are. I as a consumer technology reporter, hope that I don't see this anytime soon.
Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today, founder and editor-in-chief of Techish.com, based in San Francisco.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.